give the Lord a big clap of hand and be seated. I'd like to welcome everyone one more time. We had the most exciting 21-day fast and a crowning break of bread, but very explosive nations worship. Did you see that climate? Have you been in any nations worship like that since you were born? Give the Lord a big clap of hand. People, we are talking about the altar aesthetics and everything, and wish that it remain. Don't worry. Very, very soon, we will remain like that permanently. All the things you are seeing coming up right here, all these acoustics and aesthetics things, by the time we are through with that, it is a permanent studio. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I want to appreciate all our people from all over the world. I can see everyone is still connected. We've been together for 1 month. Wasn't that very wonderful? Very, very wonderful. We have this service today, and then the blessing Sunday on Sunday, and then the preservation service of Wednesday. 2 more services after today, and then you are let loose, right? And we'll then be connecting in the blessing Sunday and also the preservation service. We'll want to let you know that we'll miss you, but we are still together on blessing Sundays and communion services. Give the Lord the praise. I want to speak on one of the dimensions of dedication that we did not speak about on Sunday. And we'll use that for this crossover service, because this is the last day of January and tomorrow is the first day of February. So we're actually in a crossover service, crossing over. And everybody who is connected via the commanding the day midnight worship, please know that tonight is a crossover. That's why we're also having a communion service tonight at the midnight prayer. So it's a Passover night, a crossover service from 1 month into another. I believe that our lives will never remain the same. And so we are looking at the praise worship dimension of dedication. The praise worship dimension of dedication. We saw about 14 dimensions of dedication, which includes love and several other things we dealt with, and so many people felt very touched. But today, we are looking at the praise worship dimension of dedication. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 10. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 10. He said, "Thus said Jesus, then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Worship the Lord and be dedicated in service." Repeated in Luke chapter 4 and in verse 8. "Thou shalt worship the Lord your God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Our objective is, like we said, understanding the praise worship dimension of dedication. It is important to note that praise worship is a dimension or a department of dedication. Praise worship is a dimension. Praise worship is a department of dedication to God. That is why dedicated people in Scripture are praisers. Dedicated people in Scripture are worshippers. Start with Abraham. Abraham, the dedicated. Abraham that God said, "Get out of your father's house to a land I will show you." And Abraham departed. in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 all the way to verse 5, that Abraham had worship as a tool. In Genesis 25, 22 and in verse 5, when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, he called it worship. And Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He called it worship. That was Abraham, the dedicated. Example number two, Moses. Moses was the man who was so dedicated to God that he began to tell God. In Exodus 32 and in verse 32, if you are not going to forgive the children of Israel, blot me out from your book. Literally, send me to hell. That was the kind of heart he had for God. That was the kind of heart he had for people. And yet, with this, Moses was the worshiper. Exodus 15:1 talks about how they sang the song of Moses. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 31 and in verse 22, the Bible still spoke about the song of Moses. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. Exodus 31 and in verse 30. Exodus 31 and in verse 30. Mahoshako bagadagalaya. Let me rota sifrida galaya tasafeto kuza galakara kasinanishta. Yerotipio faratine galakara kazani ushtu. Deuteronomy 31 verse 22. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. I believe this will also be Deuteronomy 31 and in verse 30. 31 and in verse 30. And Moses wrote this song the same day. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. And of course, Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 44. But we're hearing again about Moses and his song. Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people. He and Hosea, the son of Noah. Even in heaven, the song of Moses is there. In Revelation chapter 15 and in verse 3, the Bible said concerning, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of sin. Abraham, the dedicated, was the worshipper. Moses, the dedicated, was the worshipper. David, the symbol of dedication. David was the symbol of worship as well. It was David who said in Psalm 42 and in verse 1 to 2, in his dedication he said, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my heart pants after you, O God. My heart panted after God. Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2. When shall I come and stand before the living God? That was David the dedicated. And the same David in Psalm 63 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. So I can see your power and your glory as I have seen of thee in the sanctuary. This David, we don't need to, you'll go through the whole of the Psalms to talk about David. I will bless the Lord at all times, Psalm 34 verse 1. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That was David, the worshipper, the dedicated worshipper. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? You look at the life of David and all you see was dedication. And the next thing you see was worship. It is not possible to be dedicated and not be a worshipper and not be a praiser. It is a contradiction in terms. It is like saying you are an eagle and you don't fly. It is like saying you are a fish, but you don't like water. It is not possible to be dedicated deeply and not be a deep praiser and not be a deep worshiper. I'm not talking about possessing a singing voice. There are many people who sing who are not worshippers. There are many musicians who are not worshippers at all. those who are worshippers, when they minister, you see the climate. And there are those who don't sing at all, who are deep worshippers. When they enter a place, you see the presence. Hallelujah. And so, that was David, the dedicated, and David the worshipper. And then Paul the apostle in the New Testament, symbol of dedication. For to me to live is Christ, he said, Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, and to die is gain. I am crucified with Christ, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That was Paul, the dedicated. Look at his praise life. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. And in verse 6 and 7, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18. And you see Paul. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Doing what? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. We can go on and on and on. Show me a man who is dedicated to God. I will show you a man. I will show you a deep worshiper. I will show you a man. Yesterday, I walked into an area of the house, and one of my children just sat and was looking like this. And I was worshiping, having a Bluetooth speaker, is that right? That's what it's called. And then playing the worship very deep. And I was moving, singing along and worshiping. And she sat on the chair like that. Transfixed. And her sister was looking at her. So what's going on here? He said, I am almost falling under the anointing. Really? So, well, I just finished. And then after I had left, the sister now decided to find out what song I was singing. There is an app they call Shazam. Shazam. So she decided to press it to Shazam the song and then found the song that was playing. And then after I had left, they decided to play the song. Then they realized, no, but the song is not carrying the kind of presence we felt when it came in here. So it was not just about the song. So they concluded. She said, she was trying to stand and help me do whatever I wanted to do, but if she stood, she would have fallen. So she sat on the chair. You understand what I'm talking about? That is in the house. There are people whose worship is only in the church, including pastors, including singers. They know nothing about worship or the carriage of God's presence except when it is open for show. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Beloved brothers and sisters, if you know dedication to God, one of your strength will be depth of praise and depth of worship. There are about 7 things that praise and worship confirms to show that praise and worship is dedication. Are you ready for it? Number 1, it is a confirmation of submission. Confirmation of submission. Everyone who praises and worships deeply confirms their submission to God. It's a confirmation of submission. And what we're talking about is submission to God. Psalm 55 and in verse 6 and 7. And I said, all right, move to the next verse. Right. But let's take Psalm 63, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory as I have seen of thee in the sanctuary. It confirms submission, confirms humility. Number two is a confirmation of adoration, which is a department of dedication. Adoration. You adore God, you reverence Him, so you worship. You are submitted to Him, so you worship. You adore Him, you reverence Him, so you worship. In Psalm 89, verse 5, all the way to verse 7. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord. Thy faithfulness, O Lord, also is in the congregation of the saints. For who in heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. It confirms that you reverence Him, you adore Him. Confirmation of submission. Confirmation of adoration. Number three is confirmation of affection. Worship and praise confirms your love for God. In Psalm 18, verse 1 all the way to verse 4. And I want you to know that everything in Psalm is sung. Psalm is sung. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I am singing this song because I love thee. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. We'll stop in verse 4. He's singing. And all that is a product. We'll stop in verse 3. A product of His love. Psalm 12, verse 11 and 12. See, love, help me. Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12. Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield? It is a confirmation of affection. Affection for God is a department of dedication. Adoration of God is a department of dedication. Submission to God is a department of dedication. Number four is a confirmation of attention. That is, God holds your focus. God commands your attention. Psalm 63 verse 8 said, my soul followeth hard after God. It follows hard after thee. Psalm 16 verse 8, all the way to verse 11. He said, I have set the Lord always before me. Always. This is song. This is worship. I am focused on the Lord. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Your worship is proof. Your praise is proof that God holds your attention. Your attention has not been captured by the fleeting things of this life. Confirmation of attention. Number five is a confirmation of consecration. A confirmation of consecration. Your praise and your worship confirms your separation to God. Psalm 29 and in verse 2, he said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Real worship happens in the beauty of holiness. It's a confirmation of your consecration, your separation, which is a department of your dedication. The same way that sin doesn't make people to pray freely, in the same way, iniquity doesn't make people to worship freely. It's a confirmation of your consecration. Number six is confirmation of donation. You have donated yourself to God. Your worship confirms your donation, your sacrifice. I am yours, Lord.
How can I live without you? In this life, you are my Lord and I am yours. You are mine. You are mine and I am yours, Lord. You are mine. How can I live, Lord, without you in this life? I have no future in this life without you. You are my song, you are my life. You are my life, Lord, you are my song, you are my life. Lord, I give my life to honor you, all my days.
I will live to worship you, O Lord,
all my life.
That is donation, confirmation of donation, confirmation. Lord, my life is yours. Psalm 132 verse 1 to 5, David speaking said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up to my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. I won't sleep until I build God a house. That is the donation of worship. Your life is yours, your voice is his, your talent is his, your time is his, and all that you have is his. So it's a confirmation of donation. And finally, number seven, it's a confirmation of appreciation.
All my days.
It's a confirmation of appreciation. In Psalm 100 verse 1, the Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. And you must understand that appreciation equals dedication to God. All right, let's start from the top. Submission is dedication. Dedicated people are submitted. Adoration is dedication. You adore, you reverence the one you are dedicated to. Affection for God is the crux of dedication. You love him, so your life is dedicated. Attention to God, he captured your attention. That is dedication. And then consecration, separated from the world and from everything that offends unto God, is dedication. and then donation. Your time, your life, your resources. That is dedication. And of course, appreciation is dedication. That is what makes praise and worship to be dedication. Conclusion. Two things I will say to you, and then we shall praise God tonight. One, whatever happens, never let the devil take your praise and your worship from you. Whatever happens, never let the devil take your praise. Never let the devil take your praise and your worship from you. That is, it doesn't matter what the devil touched. It doesn't matter where the devil came from. Don't let him touch or tamper with your praise and your worship. Don't let small things distract you. Uncle sitting at this end, looking like this. Leave them alone. They are doing their work. Just focus on what you are hearing. The one in front, you are now a victim. What are you looking for? Calm down. How many of you know that Job was not just a worshiper, but was an instrumentalist? When trouble came, he abandoned his worship. Job chapter 30, verse 31. My harp also is turned to mourning. Job was the happiest that packed aside his worship because of trouble. My harp is turned to mourning, and my organ, keyboard, organ, into the voice of them that weep. The devil confronted me until I dropped my instrument. The devil confronted me until I dropped my worship. An organist, a harpist that abandoned his harping and his organ. No wonder he had a protracted period of confrontation. His confrontation was protracted. Contrast that with Paul and Silas, who were not organist or instrumentalist. Paul attempted to deliver a girl. They beat them black and blue, backs bleeding. And in Acts chapter 16, let's start from verse 16 so you see the whole story. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. We show us the way of salvation. And this he did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. When her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas, drew them into the marketplace. I don't know whether it was on Core Market. Or a K. And just drew them to the Ori Market. And beat them there. Go to verse 20. And brought them to the magistrate and said, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Many of us don't know this. We only know Paul and Silas prayed at night. And when they had laid many stripes, you know, they didn't lay hand on them. They laid stripes. They laid koboko. They laid koboko. They cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, he thrust them into the inner prison, not the outer one. Inside the prison, they were still in prison. And made their feet fast in the stocks. If you stop there, most of us, that is where our prayer life ended. Worship ended there. Lord, was it my own business I was doing? I went out to evangelize and to cast out the devil, and the devil, and the devil went out. God, is this how you will pay me? Is this how you will pay me for serving you? Why would you allow the devil do a thing like this to me? Is the devil more powerful? Paul, let's pray. Silas, calm down. Silas, calm down. We prayed very well before we came. And Silas is telling Paul, let us pray. And Paul says, calm down. But that was not Paul, and that was not Silas. Look at verse 25. And the Bible said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and then they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly, hey, a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every man's bands were loosed. Stand on your feet and give the Lord a praise. 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 To release your praise is to terminate captivity. To withhold your praise is to perpetuate captivity. It's a matter of choice. To release your praise is to terminate captivity. To release your praise is to terminate your captivity. And to withhold your praise is to perpetuate captivity. It's a matter of choice. If you want your captivity to be over, you will release your praise. If you want your captivity to continue, you will withhold your praise. That was why I said to you, never allow, whatever happens, never allow the devil to take your praise and your worship from you. You saw two extreme examples. Job withheld his worship and his situation continued. Paul and Silas released their praise and their situation evaporated. I prophesy to somebody tonight, in this night, in this crossover night, from January into February, I declare every captivity of your life expires tonight. Can you say an amen like a believer? Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say amen like a believer? And secondly, never give superficial praise. Never offer superficial praise. Always release deep, substantial praise. Don't let it be superficial. Don't let it be surface. Let it be deep. Let it be substantial. Never give superficial praise. The Bible said, for the hour cometh. John chapter 4, verse 22 to 24. He said, You worship, you know what? We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Let your worship be deep. Let it be substantial. What do I mean? Don't just sing and let your mouth sing. Let your heart sing. Let your being sing. Let your worship be donation indeed. Let your God fill the sacrificial dimension of your worship. Let your pocket worship. Let your resources worship. Let your life, your time, your energy, your finances show appreciation, show submission, show donation to God. Let it be deep. Let it be tangible. Let there be something that God can remember you for regarding your worship. Somebody say aloud, amen. I see somebody who may be operating like Job, who is about to change to Paul and Silas' operation tonight. And if you're about to do that, stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudmost shout of praise. A believer shout of praise. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands and your voice and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him. Honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Ushers, protocol, security. Your assignment is to maintain order in the church. Anytime you see anybody who is demonic enough to disrupt service, don't do the person in person. Straight. Fast, do it fast. In person. Every devil should know where they are at the time. You don't need an advice a second time. Anybody that is demonic enough to disrupt service and take people's attention, don't do the person in a hurry. If it cannot be healed by the presence and requires psychiatric attempt, hand it to psychiatrist. If it is police attention, give it to police attention. Nobody should mess up in the name of I am inside church. And you can do anything you want. You don't mess up like that. Somebody say amen. I didn't talk because I was still preaching. So I don't want it to enter the message. Are you following what I'm saying? Every time you... Many of such kind of people before. Yes, when they, I was just hearing this gospel and the ushers were there, that the person almost fought somebody there. Inside the church, you carry the person, bundle the person on the spot, whether it's a man or a woman. Jesus Christ one day carried whip, two of us, the master of the universe, he whipped people out of the temple. He threw their tables upside down. That's Jesus Christ. So there are people at times that need the laying on of hands. Not the other type. And the whip he used, he didn't borrow it. His people were already with it for such a time as that. Somebody shout the loudest amen. No devil shall spoil your praise. No devil shall temper with your praise. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. Are you ready to celebrate the King of Kings tonight? I want you to dance for 10 full minutes. Alright, do 8 minutes. 8, start for a new beginning. By tomorrow or 12 midnight, we step into a new beginning. And then you do another 2 minutes, Jara, for all the things that God will do for you. Just let God know that you are excited in His presence, you are happy in His presence, and you are dedicated and donated to Him, and you are dancing like Paul and Silas, and terminating every captivity that may still be around you, and that you are celebrating your way into a new month, and the things that belong to you for this month shall enter into your hands, and the things that belong to you for the coming month, you shall step into it. Shout the loudest amen. Anybody bless you, say the loudest amen. Walk to 7 people, shake their hands, tell them, I want to praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord. What day are you? Don't go down a bit. A flat. Shout hallelujah anyhow. Shout hallelujah anyhow. When that devil comes your way, lift your voice and praise the Lord. Hey, shout hallelujah anyhow. Shout hallelujah anyhow. Hey, shout hallelujah anyhow. When the devil comes your way, rise up and praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah anyhow. Walk to 7 people. You can start the count afresh. Walk to 7 people and tell them, 8 people, I want to praise God, and I am praising my way into a new beginning. You can give her the appropriate key. Celebrations. 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 I start believing God. I start believing God. Everybody, say, are you the Lord? I start believing God. preparation in advance for what this next month holds for you. I decree to you, this year will not pass just like that. There are people who have already seen in January what they didn't see the whole of last year put together. That shall be your testimony. 2 minutes of dance in advance. 2 minutes, second month. Dance in celebration for what February is about to download for you. Are you ready? Go! Help me walk to 7 people and tell them, get ready, the best month of your life so far is about to arrive. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, how it takes to know, you did not tell me. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, how it takes to know, you never afraid. You appreciate him for what you have received. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Hey! 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 Lift your hands everywhere you are. Mata seke peda galaru hasori. Meshke frete sida garu hasobaradhari. Let us sana galaya husara. You are my strength.
You are my strength. When I am away, you are the treasure. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all.
You are my all in all. Seeking you all on.
Seeking you all. All the precious you. Lots of you know. All be your food. You are my all. Sing you are my strength. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all.
Seeking you, Lord. Seeking you as a precious gift. Lord, to the Lord. All be your food. You are my all. Sing Jesus, Jesus, you are the Lamb, you are the Lamb of God. What is your name? Your hands high.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
You are the Lamb. You are the Lamb of God. What is your name? What is your name? Is your name Lord?
Jesus.
You are the Lamb of God. Lift your hands and pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Ita satalada ya na na rubirusi. Raka sateleti ala la. Shina mama ya gari ala lolo. La na na ya kasara ya rubirusi. Le le ya da 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 da. Mana ya darado zoro. Le na ya 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 ya. And we wait on you, Lord, we wait on you, we wait on you, Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you, Lord, we wait on you, we wait on you, Lord, we wait on you, we wait on you. I see a cycle of evil being broken right now. I see a satanic projection, a satanic forecast, a satanic orchestrated agenda, a plan already hatched, concluded by the kingdom of darkness, plan of calamity, disaster, bad news, evil report. Tonight, by this mantle of praise, it has just been scattered. 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 The power of ancestral curses, family altars, generational powers, these powers have just been broken. I see pains disappearing on the shoulder, on the back, on the waist, on the knees. I see them disappearing. I see a payment somebody is expecting before you step into tomorrow. That is before 12 midnight. You will confirm this word today. Before 12 midnight, the transfer shall be done. The alert shall be released. Father, thank you for divine visitation and encounters. I see a mantle of acceleration. Where the devil tied you down, I see the chain is broken. I see your potential is released. I see the door closed open. Somebody is standing before an open door right now. Hey! And I command you to step into that door. Step into that door. You have stood in front of that door for a long time. The door of marriage, the door of business, the door of a mega opportunity, the door of destiny, the door of oil, the door of fire, the door of power. Step into that door right now. In the name of Jesus. Step into that door. Step into that door. Step into that door. Step into that door. By the authority of he that has the key of David, that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. The one that said, I've set before you an open door. Step into that door. Everything that was a mystery around you, tonight the mystery is demystified. The mystery is dissolved. Stretch your two hands in front of me. This hand shall not be empty. Into this coming month, this hand shall not be empty. Stepping into this coming month, you are not stepping into with an empty hand. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. We wait on you, Lord. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. Your testimony shall hold tonight. Everybody that is in this service tonight, all over the world, don't let anything stop you from connecting to the midnight prayer. It's one thing to rewatch it later, but it's critical to watch it when it is on. For this particular night, it's not just commanding the day, It is commanding the month. The month of February shall be ordered and directed. As we end the prayer, we are already in January. Come with your communion, points of contact for the night. It's a Passover. God told Elijah, eat and drink, for the journey is far. So we are blessing the communion specially for the journey of February. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And for it, by that crossover, we'll be hearing some people's testimony. Your hands are blessed. The things that are yours, no devil shall keep them back. I declare it done in Jesus' name. Very quickly, anyone in need of surrender to Jesus, step forward here while the communion also step their position. You want to have your ways right with God, to have your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want to be forgiven your sins. You are saying, Pastor, I ask for mercy from God. I want today to be a new day for me. Pick your Bibles and bags and rush to the front here quickly. I'll give you the count of 7. I want to be born again. Yes, that's right. It's running. Go forward quickly. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want the hold of sin broken from my life. I don't want to live the way I have been living. I want to rededicate myself to God. Maybe you are bound by an addiction, smoking addiction, marijuana addiction, Indian hemp, alcoholism, gambling, betting, fraud, internet fraud, lying, cheating, bitterness, unforgiveness, masturbation, lesbianism, homosexuality, gay. You want the yoke broken, something that is beyond your power. You want that power broken so you can be free to serve God. Quickly step forward here and let's pray. You can take this song now.
Again, I won't be the same. I won't be the same again. From the moment I met with Jesus, new life will be again. And I won't be the same. He's saying again. No, never the same again. I won't be the same. I won't be the same again. From the moment I met you, Jesus, you lighted me again. And I won't be the same again. No, never. Never the same again. I won't be the same. I won't be the same again. From the moment I met you, Jesus, you light the way, and I won't be the same. No. The same again. And I won't be the same. I won't be the same again. From the moment I met you, you light the way, and I won't be the same again.
I welcome you all in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Loud most amen. Amen like a believer. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Place your hand on your chest. I pray for you today. I break that hold of the enemy. Today marks a new day for you. Grace to live for God is released for you in Jesus' name. Amen.